Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Happy day after Mother's Day. I guess I'll check in, Amy. What happened on Mother's Day?
I was with my sister mostly because we were in Austin for iHeartCountry. So, and then also my kids, I've started to approach it differently since they're adopted. Like, I don't really make a big deal of it because they talk about their birth moms often. And I mean, of course, we don't ignore it, but I mean, they have their first moms. And I know it's like
you're
a
still their mom.
I know. I'm a sensitive. It's a sensitive thing. But like, I didn't mind being, I was already in town and I don't live near my sister and I was going to be flying back. And like with my kids, it's just not that big of a deal. And then also, I don't know. They've learned about Mother's Day the last few years. It's not like they grew up doing it. And so it's like from my daughter, it was, hey, mom, since it's Mother's Day, will you learn this TikTok dance with me and we can do it? I'm like, okay. And then my son's like, hey, mom, since it's Mother's Day, will you throw the football with me?
Oh, you're supposed to do things for mother.
Right.
Oh,
like they're
Mother's
just,
Dude Day.
That's funny.
Dude
yes. Day. So I was like, oh, I think we have this concept all wrong. It needs to be like, hey, mom, since it's Mother's Day, can you just go away and get a massage or something?
Well, you could, yeah, you create a new tradition. Mother's Day is when you guys make breakfast for me. And then leave me alone for 3 hours, starting now.
And clock starts. Yeah.
Eddie, what'd you guys do?
Well, it was tricky for us because it was Mother's Day and my wife's. We were celebrating my wife's birthday on the same day. And so it was just a big day for her.
Hey, win-win
and
for you.
Well, what's crazy is my kids are the opposite. They were like, my wife was like, I want to spend all day with the kids. So I was like, okay, you sure you don't want to go away and get your nails done? And then she's like, nope. So we went to a movie as soon as we got back from Austin. And then after that, we went to I went to the store and I got all this charcuterie stuff and a bottle of wine. And we all went to a field and the kids played football and kickball while my wife and I sat there and ate cheese and drank wine. And then after a while, we joined the game and it was just a day of like just family fun. It was really cool.
Drunk.
Yeah. After a while, I was like, let's get some cake.
So it's her birthday and Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was a big day for her.
That sucks for her.
And she did end it by saying like, thank you. I had a wonderful day. And I was like, that's pretty
cool.
But
she's missing. She gets a whole day taken from her.
That's why I said it sucks for her, but win-win for him, because he's just like, boom, knock it out.
It doesn't happen like that every year, though.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, no, no. This is like once in a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
What did we do? We went to a soccer game, and then we finished the night off with having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner because everybody was tired after the soccer game.
So you didn't really do anything for Mother's Day?
No, that was it. Yeah.
You didn't celebrate her?
But, you were going to do that anyway. Even if it wasn't Mother's Day.
Right. Yeah, that was the plan. Like, we had tickets to the soccer game, so we went. And then when we got home, we were tired. And instead of cooking a nice meal, we had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with some red grapes.
I mean, that part I can live with. I don't like peanut butter, but I mean, just going, eh, you know what? What we'll do is we'll be tired, and we have these freezer pancakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got those, too.
And it's like, you know what? Let's just have pancakes.
Those, like, koala bear ones or whatever?
I don't know. They're in a white box. And so it takes a minute on each side of the microwave.
That's awesome.
Flip, flip. I mean, we had that yesterday. We got in yesterday from Austin. We were both so tired. And she was like, I can make lunch. We can order lunch. And she was like, why don't we just do pancakes? I was like, all right, cosign.
You're ready to
pulled
be a dad.
Pulled out the frozen blueberries from the freezer and ate the pancakes. 1 minute on each side. Boom. I do have a story I wanted to share with you guys before it gets late and we have to go, because this is important to a lot of people on the show. So a top hair surgeon is warning men about hair loss.
Uh-oh.
What's the warning?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. A top hair surgeon warns that too much masturbation causes hair loss. Now, when I look around the room, Eddie,
yeah. That is
Scuba
hilarious.
Steve, Raymundo. Oh. All of you guys.
Who is this guy?
A top hair transplant surgeon has warned that too much masturbation causes hair loss, especially if you're going at it nonstop. He is Dr. Amir Ahmad, said that in the past, men have approached him asking if that would result in your hair falling out. And he said that although vitamin A, which is found in semen, is important when it comes to hair loss, and so therefore it's gone, you know.
So it's either someone that does that or gets a lot of it.
This is from LAD Bible. No, 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 no.
How do you know the difference? Come on, doctor, smart doctor.
Are we talking about you?
No, I'm just saying, what's the difference?
Well, I'm telling what the doctor
says.
Oh,
now you're just reading a story.
So all three of you guys, all I know is I look around the room. I mean, Scuba hadn't had hair in years.
I know.
So there you go. A couple in Northern California came back from a trip and found hundreds of swallows flying around their house. They'd invaded Gary and Patty Reitemeyer's home. This is from Local 21 News. It cost about $20,000 in damages because the birds were everywhere. The carpet was ruined. It was just like a total takeover. It reminds me of what Ray said was going to happen with the cicadas.
Yep.
It never happened.
Yeah. It did.
No, it didn't. He warned us forever that we were going to be taken over by cicadas. And like you would see like one small town that got hit hard on a Wednesday.
In Kentucky.
And then another small town. Like Ohio, but it never happened like we thought it was going
to
happen.
Trust me, I didn't want it to happen here. That would have been terrible. My wife said it was a nuisance. Sometimes you couldn't even see out of your windshield. So luckily it didn't happen.
A woman sentenced for poking holes in her partner's condoms.
Oh, see.
From DW.com. See what, though? What
don't,
do you mean
don't
see?
Don't do that. Like, what would they
what's
do that?
What's C? Is it like C? I told you.
Yeah, women are crazy.
I have a friend in high school that says that this happened to him.
Okay, high school. And he said, okay.
And did he end up getting somebody pregnant?
No.
Okay. What high school girl is like, oh, yes. This is my prime time to do this.
Women are crazy, man. They want to trap you.
Okay. Yeah.
The case concerned a 39-year-old woman who was friends with benefits in the relationship with a 42-year-old man. They met online, had a casual relationship, but she had deeper feelings. So apparently, according to the story, started to poke holes in the condom.
Is this a crime?
Yes.
It is. But absolutely. I just wonder how a hole poke, because first of all, the odds of even if there is no condom and the semen going in and the hole the odds are not good that's going to happen anyway, right?
Yeah.
So secondly, if it's only a tiny hole, what are the odds that some gets through the hole and then still?
Have you seen the size of a sperm?
No, I know, but what I'm saying
like a little hole?
You're missing my point. If all of that sperm is not able to make a baby and you're saying that you're poking a needle hole that you can't see with the human eye when you put it on your wiener, that, and it's still a thing because it obviously still can.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the odds have got to still be so bad that happens, that you actually get pregnant from that amount of sperm whenever all the sperm
sometimes,
is hard to get
sometimes doesn't, yeah, I see what you're
well,
saying.
Not sometimes, most of the time.
Really?
Yes. Yes, most. Do you know how this works?
Well, I feel like most of the time it works properly, and then you hear a lot of times that it doesn't work properly. Right?
No, not most times that you ejaculate into.
Oh my gosh.
Why
are we talking about?
No, but I'm just telling you, because this is a real thing. Most times that does you don't have a baby.
Really?
Yes.
Eddie, if you had a baby most of the times, how many babies would you have?
Well, according to that last doctor, none, because Eddie's losing his hair.
That's true. But Eddie's
okay.
What, Amy?
But you got
to
think.
Just like a welcome to sex ed with these guys. I don't know.
Me? What do you, you mean Eddie?
Okay, Eddie.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, Eddie's like, no, no, every time you do it, you have a baby.
You have a baby.
Well, there's a time to do it.
Yes, and even then.
When the woman's ovulating.
Yes, and even then, the odds that it's going to happen because you did it one time. Not good. That's why you got to go at it over and over
again. So she probably poked a lot of time.
And you got to think, when you poke a hole in the condom, when you put it on, the hole probably gets bigger.
If.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're saying, you were talking about how the hole is so small.
Yes.
So it gets bigger.
But not, it can't be so big that you can see it or the guy will
right,
know.
But once you put it on, you're not looking.
Yeah, you are. You have to look to put it on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You don't look and go, oh, is there any holes down there?
No, I do.
You should check.
Yeah,
this
I would.
Like post show.
And not only that.
I don't know.
After dark.
After dark.
And not only that, you got to poke it on like the bottom part, because what if you just poke it like in the side? Then it's just.
I am shocked that you actually look at it like to see if there's holes in it. No, you just put it on, go.
Okay.
Like, there ain't no time.
Okay.
But my point is, it has to be done almost exactly right. Because imagine you poke a hole in it, and it's not right over the
end of it.
The pee-pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then it's got to go in and around and then come out the side.
Right.
It's like a, yeah.
What the is, yeah, twisty things slide. Is.
What do you say?
Twisty slide, you know, like one of those.
No,
okay.
Twisties, really.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's a good story, man.
I'm not embarrassed about talking about this stuff.
I don't
even neither feel uncomfortable
with it. Eddie is. Funny. He doesn't even understand.
Eddie has no idea.
So how does it work?
Did y'all know that over a lifetime, men will produce at least 1 billion sperm per month?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So you're over a lifetime, it's 525
What if you're
billion.
Low T like Eddie?
That's what I'm saying. I think one little hole bones you're talking about, you can get probably a good mil in there.
Okay, but 1 million as compared to what normally
no,
comes out?
No, way more than a million probably.
Yes, but that's you're missing, it's relative to how many come out normally.
Right, because Eddie, I mean, I spent years trying to get pregnant and nothing was deemed wrong with either me or my husband
right.
per fertility doctors. And there was hundreds of millions of little spermy thingies happening and nothing stuck even during ovulation.
No, but Eddie says every time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Time.
I just said
okay. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
More. Okay.
Eddie says he would do terrible in jail.
Oh, gosh. Yes. So this is all
because of this?
No. No. This has nothing to do with this.
Oh.
I went to the Social Security office, and I mean, you would have thought I was going into prison because, like, there was so much security to get in there, and they were so mean. Like, they're just like, what's in your pocket? And I'd taken everything out of my pockets, and they were referring to my back pocket. I said, my back pocket? That's what I said, sir. What's in your back pocket? And I said, well, what do you think's in my back pocket?
You like, said that?
Well,
what
yeah.
You think?
I mean, these are just security guys. They're not like, you know, cops.
I still just want to get through efficiently. I don't.
And it was my wallet. I'm like, dude, what? My wallet's in my back pocket, but there's no metal in it. He said, I said everything out of your pockets. And I just started getting scared. And I started like stumbling on words. And he's like, why are you mumbling? Are you hiding something? I'm like, no. No, no, you're just scaring me now. Like, I'm very scared to get into the Social Security office. So I felt like automatically if I'm in jail, guards are going to be thinking that I'm like hiding something because I'm stuttering because I'm just not good with authority like that, I guess.
It sounds like you got scared.
I got
somebody you just said it's only security. Like your story kind of went,
no.
Hey, no big deal, only security.
Because I went in saying four security guards, big deal. But after they started patting me down and then they got the metal detector out. And they're just like, it's beeping by your shoe. And I'm like, I have regular shoes on. I don't know what.
Start crying.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Why were you going to the Social Security office?
I was trying to get my Social Security cards for my two boys that we've adopted. And I went
Did
during.
Did they see their dad melting?
No.
Daddy's a wimp.
I went by myself.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
Like, Daddy cried when the guy said, let me see your shoes.
It didn't cry. Oh, and then some hot girl came in later, and they're like, hey, how you doing, ma'am? Good day. Don't worry about the metal detector. Go on through. I'm like, you sons of.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Amy, your daughter wants to go to a computer hacking camp?
That's what she texted me.
She'd make a lot of money.
One day. Well, she said programming/hacking, which I was like.
So hacking's probably not in the brochure.
Right. But she thinks if she can learn all the programming stuff, she'll just learn how to hack. And when I said, what? Does that even exist? The hacking part. But she just looked at me and she said, Mom, this is the future. And she's, I mean.
I wish I had learned how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
When I look back, totally. It's. Not learning how to play music or read music and not learning how to do early computer stuff. I really wish I would have done.
Even like when you can program apps or just like coding or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Coding. Yeah, yeah. So are they going to camps?
Not that particular camp. So far, I ever signed up for like the opposite. We're going to dance camp.
I think the opposite would be like building a card houses or paper, like writing only on paper. Yeah, trying to think of
a different direction.
Chiseling rock, words into rock.
If I can find that camp, we'll do it. But we've got dance, baking. She really loves to bake. And then our regular church camp.
It's crazy that camp is a thing. I mean, I went to church camp twice. It was, and I couldn't afford to go to church camp, but people from the church paid for me to go. And I was like, crazy, we go to camp. And I got so homesick. And it took me about 2 days of hating it before I liked it. But they have all these specialty camps. Eddie went to jail camp.
Pretty much. Yes, when I was summer jail camp.
It's like juvie.
But you thought it was what?
Just a fun summer camp. And it ended up being for like juvie kids.
How do you think your parents got you into that?
No, it was my friend Pepe who like invited me, and my parents didn't ask any questions. They're like, oh, we know Pepe and his parents. They're cool. So just go ahead, go with them. And I got back and I was like, Mom, what did you guys let me go to? It was crazy.
They didn't even see what the camp was?
No, it was like a church. I guess the church put it on, but it was for troubled kids, as they said.
And then you met a friend there.
Jules.
And you still haven't found him.
Oh, man. Jules from New Orleans. If you're listening out there, dude, I'm looking for you.
You think he's still alive?
Yeah. What? I hope.
Well, he was at jail camp, dude.
It went one or two ways.
I felt like me and Jules, you know, we connected because we weren't that troubled. I wasn't troubled at all. I was never in trouble. The fact that I was there, I was just, dude, I remember this one day, this kid took my hat. And because I've been wearing ball caps my whole life. And like, he took my hat and he's just like, thank you. And I was like, where are you going? I was about to go get it. And they were like, whoa, 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 no, dude. That dude's serious, a gang member. So I let him have my hat. So
what kind of hat was it, man?
It was like a white socks.
Why were you wearing a hat?
I always wear hats.
Early stages? Just figured it out?
No, my whole life I've been wearing hats.
The doctor wasn't lying.
Uh-huh.
So dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a new phone number. I don't ever use it. I know a couple of you guys have asked, what's my new number? I leave it at home. I don't ever use it. I'm still on the old phone number. But I am planning in the next 2 weeks to move to my new phone. The problem is I bought a phone that was a little too small. This is the big one. And the other one that I have, I don't see very well. So it's just too small. But I'm going to move. Who has my new number? Mike? Oh, I like that.
Maybe cool. An old text has it or something. Mm-hmm.
You must not have it then. I got in the NBA, our NBA 2K chat room with it and acted like a Russian.
You did?
Yeah, you probably weren't paying attention.
No, I muted that conversation.
Well, how do you act a Russian?
How would you do that?
I'm Russian.
That's it. The end.
That's good.
Oh. I was like, what is this chat room? You know, because it's six of us friends that play NBA 2K. And they were like, who is this? And I was like, I am from Russia. Natasha, anyone here single? And so they started to be like, who's in this? Because it's a group chat. You can't get in unless. And so.
Did any of them start hitting on Natasha?
No, but they were all really confused. And I felt like they were one step away from asking for a picture. And then I got kicked out of the group chat. And then I was like, guys, it's me on a different phone.
That's funny.
So I'm doing that. But I did a bunch of clean out of email, which is always a hard thing to do because you're like, will I ever need this again? When's the last time you've cleaned out your email completely?
Oh, never. Never. I still have thousands. I've been contemplating just creating a new email and starting fresh.
And leaving the other one like?
Just if I need to go over
like
to
a
the
safe,
other one.
Like a-
yeah, like it's going to be there because I have old emails that I'd like to have, or maybe I can transfer them over. But yeah.
Like, that's like a hard drive. Amy's using a different email address, like a extra hard drive.
Well, I mean, I have emails back from like 2012 from my mom that I don't want to, I want to keep them.
But those you can save, just move them over.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking through, I'm talking it through right now. So I would move them over, but I literally, my friend said she just did that and it was like so awesome because now she just created the new email. She's fresh. She's staying on top of things. She's deleting. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds amazing. Because I have right now.
I've just went and been like, you know what? I don't even know anymore. Control A, 10,000, boom,
really?
Delete.
What?
Oh, I have 3,722 that I haven't even opened.
But it's what you're never going to need them. So I'm doing a big cleanup right now with shoes and clothes and a lot of the TV clothes that I wore for American Idol that I wore once and they paid for and I never used again.
You're getting rid of those too?
Well, yeah. I sent Mike D and Eddie both shoes I've maybe worn once.
The shoes are legit.
Like I sent dress boots, SpongeBob, Kyrie, high tops. I gave Mike some Yeezys.
I got Jordans too.
Oh, the gold ones. You got the gold, the special edition gold.
Did you want those?
No.
Like, how hard was it to part with these?
Here's the thing. I'm like, you know what? I haven't worn them in a year. Won't need them. I forgot about them. Give them away.
That's a good rule.
And so I've got a lot of clothes, but if you don't come over in the next 3 days, you're not going to get them.
Oh.
I'm going to donate them.
next 3 days?
Yes.
You got it.
So, but that's what we're doing. That's my thing. If I don't go, oh yeah, I need this, I delete it. And if I have to wonder what's in there, delete it. Put the clothes, same to the emails.
If they don't pick them up,
but wait, those
kind
of clothes, where are you donating them? You can't donate those to a normal place.
No, to us.
Yes, I can. I can donate them to whomever.
You should go to a resale shop and make some money.
Goodwill.
No. Good. Those
or Eddie and Mike coming. Last time, like, I'll see Eddie just randomly show up in, like, something I wore on Idol. He'll match it up with the show and be like, this is me.
Oh, Mike D loves to send me pictures.
Oh, it's Mike D doing it?
Yes.
That's funny. He doesn't like it?
No, he doesn't. I'm wearing the jacket, and then he texts me a picture of you wearing it, like, on some TV show.
Who cares? It's a great jacket. It costs way too much, I'm sure. I didn't pay for it. The show's paid for it.
Thank you, dude. That's awesome.
But, they have, like, Dress for Success programs, because if it's nice stuff, you can donate it, like, to these groups that'll work with people that have job interviews or different things, and that way, you know, the nice things can be...
Well...
I don't think anyone's going to be wearing these SpongeBob Kyries to a job interview.
Well, no, that's but true. He's talking about some of his other nice stuff.
I will donate at the same place that we always donate clothes, and people will go there and find them and use them, hopefully. And so, but cool. I got a lot. I mean, probably, I had probably 320 pair of shoes in this one room.
Dang, dude.
And I've probably gotten rid of like 40 of them. It's a problem. But I was just buying shoes. I was single. And some guys would go out and spend their money on women.
What?
Or alcohol.
Everyone has that, though.
Hey,
like, everyone collects
them. I bought shoes.
It's okay.
I know it's okay. That's what I did.
You're all right.
I'm not saying I'm not all right.
It's going to be fine, dude.
Thank you. I was wondering. all right. Well, I think that's it. We're going to keep it kind of short today. We're all pretty tired from the weekend. Ray, what do you have time-wise?
We are at, I'm saying 25. We're at 21.
Isn't it crazy Scuba Steve won the $100? I was thinking about that on the ball roll.
That's
fun. Awesome, dude.
It was so much fun. It was exhilarating. I loved it.
Mike and I were standing over it going, we can't believe it.
Yeah, I thought for sure you guys were like, 33, but it was 32.
Hey, I have $100.
Let's go.
If you want to play against the 100, you can. If not, we're going to roll. Playing against it is using your own money.
No, good.
None?
Good. No, I'm good. No, I'm dry, dude. I have no cash.
We got Venmo.
I know. That's a slippery slope.
You can have, for $5, you can have five numbers.
Roll
you
the dice.
You saw Scuba Steve win it.
I saw it.
He nailed it.
Possible, baby.
Okay.
If you dream it, you can be it.
That's not true.
Anything?
No, I'm good, man.
All right.
Lunch?
I guess we're good then.
No, I'm good. I just want to do it for free.
There's no free roll today.
Well, then I'm out today.
All right. Anybody? Going once?
Morgan?
Throw the hotel key away.
I'm good.
Throw the hotel key away.
Kept the hotel key?
Yeah. She kept
reminds
the hotel
you of
key.
Should have put in that Dropbox.
What number would you? Let me see what number this would have been.
Oh, no. Here we go. We're not doing this.
We're not doing this.
What number would you have picked? Hey, go.
47.
41.
Probably 3. I don't know.
52.
Ray?
I would think something higher. I'm feeling a 92-ish.
Okay. Scuba?
32.
Ooh. 34.
Scuba's on fire. Close.
That was close. Let's do one more. Just for fun.
Oh my gosh.
Put the 100 on this one.
No.
No, we're not doing a bunch of rolls. No. If we're going to do this, we're putting money up.
No. I will do... I can roll the ball all day long and I'll put money in. Watch me do it again.
Oh, you're still rolling it.
Yeah. 19.
Yeah, keep going.
21.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
21.
Mike, he's lying.
Okay, you want to bet money that's not?
Did you just move it to it?
No, you can't move it. Mike, what's that number say?
21.
Really? It hit 21?
And you would have guessed 3, huh?
You would have guessed 3.
No, like, yeah. I wasn't. I just did that because in case it hit 21.
22.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do one more for 23.
38. All right, we're out. No money today. I'm broke. Scuba Steve had me suffering all weekend.
Wow.
Couldn't even get coffee because I had to give him $100.
Yep.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics.
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.